Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
As we welcome in the 8 o'clock crowd, we'll revisit our survey that we got going today, which is your favorite holiday movie of all time. Some of the responses we're getting, Elf is getting a lot of votes. Christmas Story, it's such a classic. Somebody else said It's a Wonderful Life, a lot of It's a Wonderful Life. Somebody else said Scrooged is getting a lot of votes. Somebody else said Scrooge, the regular Scrooge with the real one.
Albert Finney.
Yeah, I guess. Or George C. Scott, depending on which one you like. So you can text your favorite in 504-260-1870. Miracle on 34th Street pops up. Home Alone. Somebody else said Sound of Music. I don't know what holiday that would be, but is there a holiday mentioned in the Sound of Music?
I don't remember.
No.
The Hills Were Alive, though.
Holiday from the Nazis, I guess. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Ronald Surpass, Professor of Practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, about crime and murders being down in New Orleans. Back in a flash, WWL. It is 8:14. Tomorrow we're going to be at Children's Hospital for the annual Radiothon. And normally we talk to Ronald Surpass on Wednesday, but since we're going to be at Children's Hospital, we thought we'd talk to him today. And I'll tell you more about the Radiothon in just a little bitty bit. Good morning, Ronald Surpass, former NOPD superintendent, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, and now a professor practicing in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola. How are you?
I'm good, Tommy Tucker. How are you?
I'm okay. Let's talk about this murders in New Orleans. Boy, I mean, way down, huh? What's going on with that?
That's always great news, right? And then the contributions of murder going up and down have something to do with the police, but by and large, it's larger than the police. Clearing cases, which I've read some stories that the police department's clearing, meaning arrest has been made. And the murders appears to be doing better and doing well. That's very important, so you don't have retaliation events. The key is non-fatal shootings, and how are you investigating non-fatal shootings as a result of many of them are retaliatory. The overall issue of murder going down, if the police and the government could control that completely, we wouldn't have any murders, would we? So some part of this is going to be changes in the social issues going around. All that to put aside, if it's lower than it was, that's better. If it's higher than it was, that's not as good. There will always be some, unfortunately, going all the way back to the Bible, thou shalt not kill. That's how long people have been killing each other.
So what does it say about efforts to prevent murder or the efficacy thereof? Because if it just happens or doesn't happen, then are the police really responsible for it? I guess what I'm trying to ask you.
No, that's a great question. In those murders where you know there are retaliatory behaviors going on between people, secondly, in those murders where you know really effective domestic violence, getting involved in domestic violence before it escalates to a murder, that's a second example. A third one is clearing cases, sending the message into the community that these offenders will be held accountable. I think government can do those three things. They should do those three things, and they ought to do those three things. But two guys in a bar room that get in a fight and it overloads itself and turns into a murder is not the same as the three I described. People getting in a fight on Bourbon Street, you probably remember this during our time and many times. Two people get in a fight on Bourbon Street, somebody gets hit and they hit their head on the curb and totally unintended and die. So really you got three big areas where the government through police or other can really have some interdiction effect. One is non-fatal shooting, retaliatory interruption with investigations. The second is good quality domestic violence, opportunities to solve and reduce those spiraling cases of violence. And three, clearing cases. The message that goes into the community when someone's arrested is a very powerful message.
So what does this say about crime?
Well, we know, we talked about this the other day, less than 4 out of 10 violent crimes in American urban cities are actually reported to the police. Murders are the exception because we generally find out about all murders. So basically, murder is the one case we tend to know a lot about. Now, here's the other thing. If you look over the history of time, Tommy, I mean, even going back all the way to the Bible, the people who kill each other, when you know everything there is to know about the case, right? About 80% of the time, they knew each other in some way. So murder is often a very interpersonal relationship that went very bad very quickly. See the point? So you have about 20% of the murders we don't know anything about generally because we just haven't found the investigative information. But when you know what you know about a murder, 8 out of 10 times, it's more than that, I should say, we don't know everything yet. But when you do know about a murder, 8 out of 10 times or more, the two people knew each other somehow.
So when it comes to the numbers for this year, those really are skewed, and I don't mean this in any way disrespectfully, by the New Year's Day attack, right? So they would be even lower than that?
It's very likely to be the case. I think right now they're within 1 or 2 total murders this year compared to all of last year. So it's probably going to be up maybe a little bit, but 135 or 140 murders is horrible for every one of those families. Mm-hmm. But compared to a couple years ago when we had 220 or 250, that would be seen as good news. I think it is good news when less people die. But again, if the police can interrupt non-fatal shooting retaliations, if they can get involved in domestic violence and stop the cycle of violence, if they can send the message that people who commit murder are being arrested, you're going to have some sort of an effect, but you can't stop them all. If we could, there would be none.
Governor says he wants a National Guard in town for the next 2 weeks before the holiday season. What good can they do?
Well, they've been doing this for the 25 years I was in the police department. That was kind of what was odd about all that debate a few weeks ago. Here's the thing. The National Guard can help with point control. They can help with pedestrian point control, traffic point control. They can help with relief efforts during hurricanes. They can help with a visibility presence in and around the whole downtown area. It is, I don't know, Tommy. I mean, some people on the left might think I'm being silly, and some people on the right might think I'm overestimating. We've used the National Guard throughout my entire career to do those kinds of things. Pedestrian point control, traffic point control, emergency relief during crisis, visibility, main foot traffic visibility around the Superdome during events. None of this is new. None of this is new.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back because here we are knocking on the door of another New Year's Eve, and it seems as though, despite all of the talk of arch barriers and studies and this and that, basically, nothing's been done to change anything. I don't know. Maybe it has. Maybe it hasn't. We'll talk about that when we come back with Ronald Surpass, Professor of Practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, 820 Traffic Now, WWL.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, as we do normally on Wednesday, but we'll be out at Children's Hospital tomorrow for the annual radiothon, so we're doing it today on this Tuesday, a chilly Tuesday morning. Chief, you know, other than a lot of talk, a lot of studies, I learned a lot about different types of barriers, but has anything really been done to make the quarter safer for New Year's Eve than last year?
Well, it's really hard to tell. I'm sure there'll be a lot of more attention by news media between now and then, as there should be. Secondly, I was astonished and disgusted to find out that the city of New Orleans had just simply placed the efforts of moving these heavy pieces of equipment on the backs of the police officers. What an inappropriate thing to do. Third, the type of recommendations, and the group that made the recommendations are longtime professional colleagues of mine. You can't close Bourbon Street. It's just that simple. Once or twice, you know, several times a year, they can shut down all of Times Square. But those are not daily events where people are just flooded into the street. Just watch television. People walk around Times Square on the sidewalks. In New Orleans, we have the uniqueness of people living, conducting business, and delivering products and business, and tourists visiting that street and Royal Street and Decatur Street. So it's going to have to be a unique thing because it's a 365-day event. So I don't think anybody realistically believed they were going to be able to create a pedestrian mall on Bourbon Street, a pedestrian mall on Royal Street, or a pedestrian mall on Decatur Street all day, every day. So the question is visibility, those types of pieces of equipment that can stop traffic. But let's not have police officers who should be protecting the public running around with several hundred pieces of equipment. That should be done by people who are trained and expert in it. And it was a folly to assign that to the police officers to do it.
Thank you, Chief. Any final thoughts?
Hoping you had a great holiday, Thanksgiving, and we're looking forward to a wonderful Christmas and New Year's, and hope everything turns out incredibly well. The new administration has every opportunity to be the new administration. Hopefully we'll see some positive changes in overtime management. We'll see some changes in continuing the reduction of crime and continuing to hire police officers.
So can there be overtime changes without hiring more officers and without losing services?
Well, I don't think anybody has made the argument that all the overtime spent was as much as was necessary. Hiring more people is critical. It's good to see that the new administration is saying they're going to have monthly and quarterly meetings with the department, with the CAO managing the overtime. That's an old idea, new again. We did that in New Orleans. We did that in Nashville. We did that in Washington. So it's good that that level of accountability will be there, because it's hard to say you're hungry and convince the community you need more if you see these egregious examples of overtime mismanagement. That makes it harder for the police department to ask for more. So these are good steps, I think, to reestablish trust and confidence in the government and reestablish trust and confidence in the community. To answer your question, do you need all this overtime as you're trying to find more people? When you got officers that are doing what's been reported publicly in the comments of the legislative auditor talking about what is going to likely be incredibly bad management practices of overtime, why would the public agree that you should get more? It's a very difficult issue. It's got to be solved.
Thank you, Chief. Appreciate it. Ronald Serpas, Professor of Practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola. It is time to light up the season. You can join WWL for day one of the Manning Family Children's Radiothon. We're going to be there tomorrow, December 3rd, from 6 until 8. So blessed to have a world-class hospital that provides the best care possible for children right here in our own backyard. They've helped so many of our kids and families when we needed them most. Now it's time to give thanks and raise critical funds, knowing every dollar stays here at home. Help us help kids. Join WWL for day one of the Manning Family Children's Radiothon, presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation. I'm going to be there starting it off, then Newell with Dave Cohen, Scoot, Nian, also Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert, Mike D'Attilier, and Steve Geller, and Archie Manning and Deuce. So come out and see us. We'll be there tomorrow, December 3rd, from 6 till 8, because giving feels awesome. We'll talk to Jeff Nowak about the Saints. We come back right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 844, 16 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by WWL Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, talking about them boys in black and gold. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm all right. Do you have a favorite holiday movie or not?
A favorite holiday movie. That's a good question.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
I am of the Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Contingent. So I believe that. You know, I should have been prepped for this question. I blame Jordan.
Well, you should.
I'm gonna take a rain check on this one.
Go with Die Hard. I'm gonna put you under the Die Hard.
I'll go with Die Hard for now.
All right, let's talk about Saints on Sunday. It just seems like the same old, you know, Bobby Hebert said same old song and dance, but it does seem like, you know, and I wrote down a couple of quotes from Deuce about players making, and I would never say this about an NFL player. I'm just saying Deuce said this about players making business decisions and somebody's got to do something and not wait for the other guy to do something. Do you see any of that on the sideline, or did you see any of it on Sunday?
Yeah, it's tough. I'm not getting the replays like other people might be getting in real time. So mm-hmm. it's hard to gauge that as the game's going on. I'm hearing Deuce just like you are. I would say one of the things that stood out was some weak tackling. Let's put it that way. You know, the initial touchdown run. I don't know what Alante Taylor was doing. He'll have to answer for that in film, obviously. But
well, and that's what Deuce said. To be fair, he said the tape's going to show it. So there you go. That's right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Right, and that doesn't go away. So we'll see. I mean, I did think the defense, you know, largely speaking, I wouldn't say they were the problem. That first drive was definitely a little soft, I would say, but they tightened up. I mean, it was the offense in the first half that really let them down. I mean, the Dolphins didn't score a touchdown after that opening drive. It was all field goals. So now, I mean, it's you're at that time of the season. You're 2-10, right? I think. That's where you have to look at the coaching and say, are you getting these guys ready to play? Because, you know, you're past the point where you can say like, okay, well, you're not playing for the playoffs. They're officially eliminated from the playoffs. Like, you can't even pretend like, we're going to win all our games. You're not. It's mathematically impossible now. So it's you're playing for that resume on film, you know, and that can be probably difficult for some people, but you got
to
do it.
And that got me to thinking about the coaching and about watching tape and breaking it down after after the game and looking at it. And it's like, well, you know, what were you doing here? And I don't know the different position rooms and the coaches and what kind of approach they take and if it all comes from Kellen Moore or not. But it seems like at some point, you know, somebody's got to break something or scream or do something, huh? You think?
Yeah, well, I mean, again, you know, I do think if the whole game had been that way, I think you would probably be a little more upset about it. I do think the defense kind of figured it out.
I mean, in general.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's about getting better, right? It's about figuring out what went wrong and fixing it. Yeah, I'm sure there is some yelling and screaming that goes on, but I also don't think that's necessarily the difference between winning and losing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's tough because I think if you're a defense, you're a little demoralized by how little your offense is doing, right? Like, how many times can you get off the field and then get sent right back on the field before that starts to affect your motivation? I don't know. Like, it's tough, and you can see it on the sideline a little bit. I mean, like, the Saints offense turns the ball over, the defense gets the ball right back, and then the offense goes 3-and-out. It's like, all right, how many times do we have to do this? It can be tough, and this is that type of season, and I do think this is the stretch, this final five games, where you're going to learn a lot about some guys and how badly they want to be NFL players.
So when it comes to Tyler Shuck this week as opposed to the previous game, thoughts?
Yeah, you know, he made some big-time throws in the second half, and you have to appreciate how he was able to kind of claw things back in the second half. It was a rough start. You know, I don't think they were able to run the ball very much in the first half, and that's been the case in a lot of games, is you just can't generate anything on the ground. You're sitting in second and long, third and long, giving the defense all it wants in terms of being able to get after the passer. But, you know, Tyler Shuck's going to be compared to Jackson Dart his whole career, and that's just natural. They're in the same draft class, a couple picks apart. And I think, like, the game last night I watched is a good example of what you see with a lot of young quarterbacks, which is they look solid to start the game. You know, usually you'll see guys have some you know, game plans in, and they can execute. And then as the game goes on, you really see that start to flag as the defense figures it out. And so it's encouraging to see the opposite, to see a guy who came out and didn't play well, but then kind of figured the game out as you went along. And that's more of a mature quarterback thing to do. He's a little older, so maybe that's part of it. He's able to stay composed. And so that's what I was impressed with. Like, you don't see a lot of rookie quarterbacks claw back in games like that. Just think of what we saw with Spencer Rattler last year. Like, there were games where he played well in to start, and then it went the other direction. You didn't see games that went poorly to start and then gave yourself a chance. And that's what you need quarterbacks to do. Not every game is going to go your way at the beginning. You need a guy to come back and continue to kind of play even keeled. And that's what I saw from him on the sideline. Like, he was going up and down the sideline, like, talking to every position group, doing the whole, you know, leadership quarterback mm-hmm. thing that isn't a given with young players. You know, he's not a team captain. They don't have any team captains on offense anymore. So, you know, it is what it is. But I think that, you know, as you look at that game, there's positives to take out of it. And
well, you know what? Let me take a break. We're going to pick it up with positives when we come back, all right? I want to talk about the positives. I'm glad you said that. Jeff Nowak, our guest, WWL Saints sideline reporter. We've hit the negatives. We'll talk about the positives when we come back. Charlie Smith is one of them, I think. What's the old Groucho Marx thing? You can't fool me. Smythe is Smith with an I or something like that. 8:50, 10 till 9, traffic, WWL. All right, 8:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Let's talk about some positives, Jeff.
Yeah, when you talk about young quarterbacks, the important thing is less about like what gets done and more about what he demonstrates he can do, right? Like, there's going to be rookie moments, I think both interceptions in that game, and one of them doesn't technically count because of the two-point conversion. It's not a stat. But both of those throws are kind of like, okay, you get that back, you get that to do 10 more times, you throw it differently, right? Like, you read it with Chris Olave better and you put it on him. you put the ball out in front of Devon Bailey and he probably has a two-point conversion, a tie game instead. It's a two-point conversion the other way, and suddenly, you know, instead of a game-winning field goal with the onside kick, you're going for a touchdown, you don't get it. Chris Olave also has to catch that ball. Mm. But, you know, I think that's what with Tyler Shuck right now is you have to assess, okay, what is he capable of? What is he able to do? And unfortunately, and that's just the life of going with a rookie quarterback, you have to kind of take the results out of it sometimes and look at, is he getting better? Is he taking steps forward? And I thought the second half was encouraging for him. He's got to put a full game together, and the offense and Kellen Moore has to put a full game together. And if you can start doing that, you'll win games. But that's the story of a bad team is you find ways to lose.
You know, you don't know about Charlie Smith, but I think the fact that he did it in a game is a big deal.
Oh, yeah, no question. I got to talk to him after the game. He was very excited. His family was able to get there. They flew 23 hours because they got delayed in Chicago. And then they waited around, and it wasn't a guarantee he was going to get to kick at all. They weren't kicking extra points because they needed the two-point conversions. So it was kind of just sitting there. And I think it was fitting that he got that 56-yarder because for him that's a chip shot. Mm-hmm. The funny thing about it, for him that's a chip shot kick.
Really?
Yeah.
His leg is that strong?
I mean, look where it went through the uprights. He started celebrating when it was halfway there because he knew that it was not a question of distance for him. He knew it was like, I see it going down the middle. I can start celebrating because there's no question it's going to get there.
Picking up the tee after you hit the drive, right? Not even looking
right,
at
exactly,
it?
Right, exactly. Exactly. He said he blacked out, but he was excited about it. And, you know, the funny thing for him is it's like, that's not the answer. The question is going to be, can he make the short kicks? Can he make the PATs? Can he make the 30-yarders 100%? Because we know we can make the 60-yarders. We need him to make the short ones, and we'll see if he can do that.
Let's hope he can. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it as always. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Here are your top five holiday movies as compiled by our survey today. Number five is Die Hard, then Scrooged, tied with National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, White Christmas in the number three spot, Home Alone at number two, and man, holding steady at number one, It's a Wonderful Life. But I think that movie goes on way too long, but that's just me. When we come back, we'll talk about Canal Street with Sandra Herman and some of the ways to revitalize it and make it back to its old glory days.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.